Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello? My name's Anthony. I'm calling from Local Splash. Can you hear me? I'm
sorry. Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
All right, awesome. Again, my name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. I was going to speak with Carlos. Is that who?
Yes.
Perfect. So, again, I'm calling from Local Splash. I was looking to speak to you in regards to the Google Business Profile. I understand that you might be working right now, but I'm not sure if you have a few moments to go over it or if you need me to give you a call back.
Yeah, about what?
It would be about the Google Business Profile and the requirements that they're asking for, which is the video verification.
Okay. So they've called me twice about that, and then they say they're going to send me a message, and I receive a message, but it just has a phone number, and I call, and then they just answer me from Local Splash and don't really ever get to do anything.
Okay, I understand. Well, what we could do is definitely try a different method to get it verified. For example, I see that there should be a way to do it by phone. But for my personal clients that I help out with, I always go towards the video verification. And the reason is because that one seems to be the one that always gets verified within 5 days, right? So it might be best if we take that route. Would it be okay if I teach you how to maybe gain access to your Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
Awesome. So if you just have a few moments, I'll go ahead and start that. Because, again, the video verification would be the best option. And the only
right.
way to do the video is by entering the Google Business Profile. So
okay.
The good news is that you already have access to the Google Business Profile. Let me go ahead
uh-huh.
and find a link that would make things easier for us here. Give me a
okay.
second.
Yeah, because on the page, it says, like, I have a few leads, but I'm not ever able to click on it because it says to verify the Google profile or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so when you're on your client dashboard, there's going to be a big banner that says GBP or Google Business Profile needs to be verified, I'm sorry. But you can still go through the client dashboard. For example, you can still see the leads. It's just that
mm-hmm.
banner makes it a little bit hard, right? And
yeah.
you were using your phone, I'm assuming, when you enter the client dashboard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's three little lines on top. When you enter using your phone, right, you enter the client dashboard, and it's going to have that red banner. You should be able to close it, or you should be able to press on the three lines. Once you press on the three lines, you can see the leads. You can even work on your own website, right? So I'll teach you a little bit more in just a few moments. For now, let me go ahead and make sure the link was sent out.
Yeah, I received
it. You did receive it? Okay, perfect. So if
yeah.
you go ahead and press on that link, it's going to guide you to your Google Business Profile. It should say your business is not visible.
Still loading. Maybe because I'm in the store. I came to grab some really quick. It's not wanting.
Yeah, it might take a little bit of time if you're moving around a lot.
Hey, sir. Blue guns, like for liquid milk?
We got the blue guns with the sticks. With the sticks in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I should be down here.
Okay, it says to enter the email.
Okay, so it's asking you to confirm your email. That would be easy.
No, like the liquid mail, they sell like yeah, like a caulking gum, but it's the okay. So just enter. Yes, thank you. Okay, so just enter my phone number here. Or do you... Google Business Profile, which email would that be?
So it's going to be... It should be your own email that it's asking you for confirmation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just asking you to confirm your email.
Okay, I got it.
I'm still here with you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's logging in.
Okay. So you might need to press on the link again, or it might just take you directly to the Google Business profile. It tends to do different things, unfortunately.
Okay, so I logged in.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead to your text message again and click on the link that I sent you. It should definitely allow you to go in there directly now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then it went out again.
It went out again?
Yeah, it's making me log in again.
Yeah, so when you press the link that I sent you, it's asking you to log in again.
No.
Okay, do you have the email saved to your Chrome on the phone, for example?
Hold on, give me a minute. Thank you, too. On the Chrome. So if I go on the app, on the Google app, like I'm already logged in on there.
Okay.
And it's the company. On the other one, I logged in as, like, personal, because, I don't know, I was already logged in into the other one, like the actual app.
Okay.
That makes sense or no?
It does, but I think it would be a little bit different. We would need to go directly on the actual, I would say, Google Chrome or Google. That way you could get into your Google Business profile and start the video recording, basically, on there. Let me see if I could maybe work on a different link, because it's really strange that it keeps asking you to confirm your email when you already did so.
Yeah. So, or do I need to download Chrome, or?
If you don't have Chrome, I would recommend to have Chrome on your phone, right? Because it's going to be one of the ways that it's going to be easier for you to see all the information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm also sending an email. I'm going to see if it does anything for you, but I think all these links are sending it to maybe Google or Google Chrome.
Okay, I'm trying to download Chrome. Wait, what?
I'm still here with you, okay?
Okay.
I sent out an email as well. Let me know if you download Chrome. As well, if it's best, maybe you need to be at home to do everything a little bit quicker on your Wi-Fi. I could return your call in maybe 5-10 minutes. Not sure how long it'll take you to get home.
No, I'm working right now.
Oh,
I wouldn't get home. Yeah, I wouldn't get home till later.
Until later, okay. And you're Eastern time, right?
Yeah, would it be easier like on a laptop or something?
Well, it's going to be best
okay,
to use
so
your phone.
I already downloaded Chrome and it's asking sign in with.
Yeah, so it's going to ask you to. Yeah, it's going to ask you to add your email.
Okay. Yeah, it logged in automatically.
Okay, perfect. So let me see. Okay, so I sent you an email, okay? It's going to be to yours, and it's going to say urgent, start Google Video Verification. Okay? So it says urgent Carlos, start Google video verification. It should have arrived already. I sent it about 4 minutes ago, so.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Perfect. So once you're on there, it's going to have two different links, okay? So be careful. One of them is going to say click here to view the video, and then there's going to be a link, a second link. That's going to be almost the same as the one that I sent you by text.
Okay.
I think it's going to be translated to Spanish because the account's labeled as Spanish. So it might be in Spanish, okay?
Okay. Yeah, logged in. Now it's telling me to choose. I have two registered here. I don't know.
You have two Google Business profiles there, is that right?
I think so.
Okay. Does any of them say processed or live, for example? Or do they both say they need a verification?
Well, it took me to, like, not visible to customers, it says.
Okay, not visible to customers. But
to
you
get verified.
Okay, perfect. So you're where you're supposed to be, but tell me, you said you saw two accounts with your business name on there, is that right?
Yeah, and one had the address from Brevard.
Okay.
And the other one had the right address.
Okay, so there's one from Brevard. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe that's the one that we have access to. The reason is because we're trying to claim one of the Google Business profiles. Did the other one that doesn't have Brevard, right, is that one verified?
No.
No? It says that it needs verification as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see one thing, because if we can gain access to both of them, we should be able to do something with that once. Yeah, because I see that there's one that's verified with three reviews. Do you have access to any of the ones that have three reviews?
No, so I think that was when I used to have it with 411 Local.
Okay, yeah, that's the one that we're trying to claim. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So not to worry, okay, what we're going to do is make sure that you go to the Google Business profile that says Prevert, right? And that one right there is going to say verification required, right?
So, okay, which one do I go to then?
The one that has the Brevard, North Carolina.
Oh, Brevard, okay.
Mm-hmm. Brevard, I'm sorry. Okay, so you're going to click on that one, right? And then it's going to say that it's not visible. If you go a little bit lower, it's going to say get verified. Now, this is where you need to go once you have everything ready, okay? So let's say once you're at your residence or your address, this is where you're going to go to start the recording, okay? So if you click where it says get verified, it's going to ask you to add your address.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's okay. You can do it right now because you basically have nothing to worry about. It's going to ask you to record before it starts recording, right? So let's just follow these steps. That way you have a better idea. All
right. So now it says, yeah, I see where it says your business is not visible.
Perfect. And around there, just a little bit lower, it's going to say get verified.
Okay.
Perfect. You're going to click on that, and it's going to ask for your address.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, now it says business video.
Perfect. So you're going to make sure it's highlighted and just press next. Once you press next, it might ask you to add the address again, or it's going to give you a list of what, basically the details.
Yes, yeah, to add address again.
Okay.
Okay, so right now, this is just where I live. Like, I just work out of here, but that's fine, right?
Yeah, it's going to be perfectly fine. The address is going to be private. Let me tell you, yes, it looks like the address would be hidden, so no one's going to see it. This video that they're asking for, it's only for Google's eyes, so it won't be uploaded anywhere, and I won't be able to see it myself. So, again, your address is private.
Okay.
So again, right, it's going to ask you to just basically follow these steps, and then you're going to get to where it says business details, and it's basically going to tell you what you need to show, okay? It's going to ask you to show the surrounding streets. It's also going to ask you to show a quick video of your vehicle that you're using. Do you have business cards?
Yes.
Perfect. So have those at hand, because it's going to ask you for those too. And then the last thing it's going to ask you for is just to see a few of the tools that you use, your equipment. So the video normally doesn't take more than 2 minutes to create, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So as you can tell, that's what it's asking for. Once you're all ready, you're just going to press next, and it's going to let you know to try to record basically everything except your face, right? Keep it as private as possible. Once you're done with the recording, it's going to let you know it's going to go live within the next 5 days, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So, again, once you're home, you're going to click on that link I sent you. You're going to click on the Google Business Profile and then get verified. From there, you just basically follow the steps and hit next. And then Google will ask you for access to your video. That way you can start recording, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, crazy. If you have any, let's say, questions or answers in regards to this, just let us know, and we could definitely follow up with you as soon as possible. I'm sure you're aware that you could call or text us directly to this number, okay?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Do you have any other questions, Carlos, before I let you go?
No, I think not at the moment. We're good.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for answering, Carlos. And remember, once you do it, you can send us a text, and we'll confirm with you. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.